The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'Harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Daf Lamed Dalet, the Daf is being studied. Le'alu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichanu B'Gan Eden. Amen. Refuah Shelema Miki Ben Jamie. En Narfanalo Refuat HaNefesh Refuat HaGuf. Amen. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Hatzlachat Binyamin Mordechai Ben Esther. We are on Lamed Gimal. Actually, we're on Lamed Dalet. Ve'akati Meba'ele. We are three lines down. The Gemara is asking a question. We learned on yesterday's daf that, according to the Shlakish, learned from a pasuk, "Bechol kodesh lo tega ve'el ha-mikdash lo tavo." So the Shlakish had a derasha that he learned from there a warning that if somebody eats basar kodesh metum'ah, not only touching it, even though it says Bechol Kodesh Lotiga, but it says Ve'el HaMikdash Lotavo. And we know that going into the Beit HaMikdash Betumah is Keret. So for the beginning of the Pasuk also must be talking about Keret. Touching Kodesh Betumah is not Keret. But eating Kodesh Betumah is Keret. So therefore when it says Bechol Kodesh Lotiga, must be talking about don't eat. So therefore the Shlakish from the Pasuk Bechol Kodesh Lotiga, don't eat Kodesh Bituman. If you do, there's a karet. That's the warning. And then there's Yisur, later on the punishment. You have a warning and you have a punishment. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? The Shlakish used this pasuk for something else. We have another law. If somebody ate Besar Kodesh before the blood was sprinkled on the Mizbeah, it's Yisur to do that, even though there's no karet. How does he learn that from? Bechol Kodesh Lotega. The fact that this is Bechol Kodesh Lotega, he learns that even if you ate from the Korban before they sprinkled the blood, it's Asur. So the Gemara says, the Itmar, how do we know? Tameh she'achal besar kodesh lefne zrika. A tameh. He ate besar of Korban before they made the sprinkling of the blood. V'shtakish amar loke. Rabbi Yohanan amar enu loke. It's a machloke, Rabbi Yohanan v'shtakish. Shlakish amad loke. What's the reason why the Shlakish says malkut? It says bechol kodesh lo tega, bechol kodesh lo shena lefne zrika velo shena lehar zrika. Rabbi Yochanan amar eno loke kedetani bardela. Rabbi Yochanan says no malkut before zrika based on what bardela to atya tumato tumato. It says when a person eats besar kodesh betum'ah, it says it's hayav karet if he eats besar kodesh betum'ah, and it says the word tum'ato, and it says the word tum'ato by a person that goes to the Beit HaMikdash betum'ah. Again, somebody that eats betum'ah, it says the word tum'ato, and it says tum'ato by somebody that goes to the Beit HaMikdash betum'ah. So what do we learn from the Gezerah Shava? That just like bi'at mikdash, the Torah clearly says ve'el mikdash lo tavo, and we have an azara and we have an punish. We have a warning, El Mikdash lo tavo. We have a punishment. The Torah clearly says, "Keret." So too by achilat kodesh betumah, we have an azara. What's the azara? The azara is going to be bechol kodesh lo tiga. And the Torah clearly says that if a person eats betumah, he gets keret. So v'chi ketavahu, that what it said if a person eats meat, that he gets karet, the har zrika. It's only talking about after zrika. She says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no source for eating meat before the zrika tadam. When do you get karet if you eat meat betum'ah?
after Zerikat Adam. That's what the Pasuk was talking about. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no source for before Zerikat Adam. You only have a source after. Otpa. It says the word Tum'ah by eating meat B'Tum'ah. Tum'ato alav, and you get karet. And it says by going into the Beit HaMikdash B'Tum'ah, the word B'Tum'ato. Gezerah Sheva. Just like B'Tum'ato by be at Mikdash, there's an Azara and Onish. So too we're going to say over here, by eating meat B'Tum'ah, there's an Azara and there's an Onish of karet. And therefore what? But that's automat basar, ahar zirikat adam, not before zirikat adam. So the Bihanan says there's no issur of eating basar, there's no malkut, let's say, eating basar, bitum'ah, kodem zirikat adam. He says there is. Ah, imken, nemakra bekodesh, ma bekol kodesh, shma minna tarte. Oh, so the Gemara answers that, according to the Shlakish, we have an extra word in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, bekol kodesh lo tiga. The Pasuk saying the extra word, Bechol Kodesh, any type of Kodesh. If the Pasuk wasn't coming to include Kodem Zedika, the Pasuk could have just said, Bechodesh Lotiga. And the fact that this is Bechol Kodesh Lotiga, so we learn the extra word. So it comes out of Kodesh Lakish, we learn three things from this Pasuk. First of all, we learn the Pshat, Bechol Kodesh Lotiga. Don't touch. Like it says it, Tiga. Number two, no karet on that. Just okay. Number two, don't eat Betum'ah. That's karet. And number three, don't eat even before Zedikat Adam. You might have thought that maybe before Zedikat Adam, it's not considered yet the Kodesh, it's not considered Mechaper, it's not considered Hayav, if you ate Betumah. So it comes out to teach you three things. I learned that third thing from the Bechol Kodesh, the Bechol. Comes again when it says Gufa. Ama Gufa, Tameh Shachat Besar Kodesh, the first Zedika. Rishnakish Amar Luke, Reb Yohanan Amar Eno Luke. So that again, a Tameh that ate before Zedikat Adam. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss. What type of tum'ah are we talking about? Tameh she'achal kodesh. Amar abaye. Machloket betum'ah taguf. The machloket is tum'ah where the guy is tameh. Tum'ah taguf. Aval, betum'at basar. But let's say the meat is tameh. There's two types of tum'ah. It can be the guy is tameh, or the meat is tameh. So the machloket in Shtakish and Rabbi Yochanan is talking about tum'ah taguf. The tum'ah is on the guy. The Shnaki says, Yeh Malkut, and Rabbi Yochanan says, No Malkut. Aval, Betumat Basal, Livrei Hakol, Loke. Everybody's going to say, for Tahor ate meat that became Tameh, even before Zerikat Adam, the Amar Kera, Behab Basar. It says an extra word in the Pasuk. It says, Behab Basar, Lerabot Etzim Ulbona, Delab Bene Achilaninu, Vafilu Acher Binu Kera. This is a big Hadush. It says in the Pasuk, regarding basar, it says in the pasuk. I'll give you the words. Behabasar, the pasuk says. Behabasar asher yiga bechol tameh lo yachel behabasar kol tahor yochal basar. So it says the word basar twice. So they learn from the extra word basar bichadush that not only if the basar became tameh and you ate it, it's asur, but the Habasar comes and teaches me that even, let's say the Libona, the frankincense, or the Etzim, the wood that's on the Mizbeah, it became Tameh, and you ate it. And you ate it, yeah. You're going to get Isur. That even though there was, when you ate it, it's not edible. It doesn't matter. The extra Habasar comes and tells me even non-edible items are going to be subject to the laws of Isur to eat a bituma. So the Gemara is going to say that if the Libona and the Etzim that are not edible items are subject to the law of eating it bituma, so Kol Shekin Basar, which is edible before Zirika, is going to be subject to the same Anyan. Otpam, if I eat a piece of wood from the Mizbeah that became Tameh, that's what you get Isur. The wood became Tameh. Who eats wood? Isur. Basar. So Kol Shekin Basar, which is edible, that became Tameh, between when it comes to the item that became Tameh, everybody agrees that it's Asur. Because if Livona and Etzim that are not subject to the it's not edible, and still it's a problem, so Kocha came to Basar, that became Tameh. Etzim could become Tameh. How did they become Tameh? Question, how did they become Tameh? Look at Ashi. The Rabot Etzim Ulbona. You see Ashi? לתומעת עצמן לחיבת הקודש מכשלתם. That's the logic. There's a concept called חיבת קודש. Once it goes on the Mizbeach, the chiba of Kodesh, the endearment that we have to Kodesh, makes these items also subject to Tum'ah, and also subject to Isur.
The chibat HaKodesh b'kshiratam shvinu uchla,
which is like food. Even though it's not food, but chibat HaKodesh, the endearment that we have to things of Kodesh, gives it a value of Kodesh.
The food. Ta'afagad da'aridlam b'nei achila ninu.
They're not edible.
Ubasar lefnei zlika lo gara minayu.
Right. Basar lefnei zlika is not worse than that.
Okay, so that's that opinion. The Rava Amar, Rava says no. Mahloket betumat aguf, aval betumat basar, devrei hakol eno loke.
Rava says the exact opposite. He says dafka the mahloket is by the guy, but by basar that became tameh before zrikat adam, everybody's going to say no malkut.
My tama kevan de lo karinam be vetumato ala venichreta. לא קרין הרבה בבשר אשר יגע בכל תמה לא יאחר. Which means
this pasuk of karet, right? בתומתו עליו ונחנתה. That's what with the guy. בתומתו עליו. The tumah is on the guy.
In מסכת מנחות we learned that pasuk is talking about יחייב קרת. It says בתומתו עליו ונחנתה. It's talking about where a person ate בשר קודש after זריקת אדם. So therefore, once already I have the pasuk that talks about the guy that's tameh, it's only talking about after zrikat adam. So lo karinan be va basar asher yiga bechol tameh lo yachid.
The pasuk right before it, before the karet pasuk, says va basar asher yiga bechol tameh. Basar that touched anything that's tameh, I mean the basar became meat. It says lo yachid. That's from at tumat basar.
The Torah put these two pesukim next to each other in order to compare the tumat basar to the tumat haguf. Just like tumat haguf that says karet is talking about dafka after zirikat adam, so too tumat basar is only talking about after zirikat adam. So therefore, that just like in al hayav karet on achilat basar b'tumat haguf. So too, if a tahor ate the meat that was tameh, is only going to be after zrikat adam. Again, we have two pesukim that are juxtaposed to each other. One pesuk talks about that you get karet. That's talking about where the guy is tameh. V'tumatu alav v'nechreta. Everybody agrees that pesuk is talking about after zrikat adam. That if you were tameh and you ate it, so it's a problem of karet. And the next pesuk is talking about where the basar became tameh. So the Gemara says from the fact that the two pasukim were next to each other, we say just like the karet pasuk was after zirikat adam, so the basar pasuk, where the basar became the pasuk, also after zirikat adam. So therefore, before zirikat adam, there's no problem. So therefore, we come as that we have a fantastic machlokah between Abaye and Rava. The rules. Look at Abaye and Rava. That what? Everybody agrees that the Shakish and the Bichan have a machlokah. The Gabe what? That if a person eats basar betumah b'fnei zrikat adam he's tameh tumat aguf there's machloket rish lakish v'hanan. When it comes to tumat basar, then we have a machloket Abaye and Rabba. Abaye comes along and says that when it comes to tumat basar, everybody agrees you get malkut kavachomer from levona and etzim, that if the etzim and the levona that are not edible items, and still, if they become tameh, you cannot eat them. Certainly, the basar is not going to be worse before zrikat adam. Rava comes along and says, no. Rava says, the only time you hayav on eating the basar betumah is after zrikat adam. But before zrikat adam, no. And he learns it from the juxtaposition of those two pesukim. Ah, ba'amar bor basar abot etzim ulbona.
Oh, Rava. I thought you just told me that you hayav even if you eat the wood. If you can tell me you hayav on eating the wood that became tameh. That went on the Mizbayah. So, of course, you can the basar before Zirikat Adam. I mean, what do you do with Abaye's point? Abaye's point. So, the Gemara says, Hachabe ma'askinan, you know what we're talking about over here? Kegon shekidshu bichli. Denase kemi shekarbu kol matirav. That which we said that if the etzim and the debunah became tameh, you're not allowed to eat it. A specific case. What's the case talking about? They were nitkadesh in kli sharet. The wood or the levona was already placed in a kli sharet. Kli sharet is a sanctified vessel. The na'asa kemi shekarbu kol matirav. It's as if
all the parts of the animal that matirit were brought. What does that mean? So he says like this. Kedavar shekribu kol ma shetzarich lakriv kedel lehatiro la'achila. In a korban, in order to eat the meat, there's certain things that have to be done. The things that have to be done are called matirav. Devarim shematir oto. The things that are matirit, you have to do in order to eat it. Shekeshem shedavar sheyesh lo davar acher hamatiro, hayavim alav karet mishum tum'at haguf, lehar shekarav hamatir. Which means, the law generally is that if a person has tum'at haguf, so tum'at haguf, we said, is hayav, let's say, after zirika tagam, gonna be hayav karet. That means, after you did what's matir the basar, the zirika. So once you did the zirika tagam, that's the matir. Now if you ate the meat bitum'ah, the person's gonna get karet. Kach davar she'en lo davar acher matiro. Let's say it's the last service, there's nothing else that's matirit. Hayavim alav karet mishum tum'at haguf, la'hashin kadesh b'chli sharet. Once you put something in kli sharet, that's like a final service. And therefore you're going to be hayav karet. Ukshinitrabu etzim ulbonaz she'ochlim kishem temi'im lokeh. That when those libonaz or the woods are tameh, we said that the person's going to be hayav to malkud. Hayru lahashnet kadesh b'chli. She'hayavim alem karet afidu mishum tum'at haguf. Which means, in that case over there, if he would eat, let's say, the wood b'tum'at haguf, he would be hayav karet. Because once it goes into the kli sharet, it's finished, becomes sanctified, and that's it. It would be similar to like sprinkling the blood. And if a person ate the meat at that point, over it would be hayav karet. Once you put the libona in the kli sharet, that's matirit, and there's nothing more to be done. And therefore, even if the guy was tumat haguf, would be hayav karet on that item. Aval lo netrebe shum davar shemalav malkut meshum tumat atzmo. אף שאין חייבים עליו קרת משום תומת הגוף, כמו שדה שלבא מהקש, שאין לזה לכלל בתומה עצמו, אלא בדבר ששייך בו קרת, אם הוא חייבת הגוף, ואין ככה, אוכל בשר קודש, תאמן לפני זה לי, which means, you only have a גזרת הכתוב, to come and tell me, לבונה, and these items will be, that once they go into the כלי שרת, it's finished. But you cannot deduce from there, that בשר, that became תאמן, קודם זה ניקת אדם, because קודם זה ניקת אדם, you have a דבר המתיר. You still have something following it. Don't bring me a question from Levona. Once Levona reaches the Kli Sharet, it's finished. That's matir. That's finished. So in that case over there, now, I'll tell you in that case, question. Somebody put the Levona in the Kli Sharet, and now he has Tumat Aguf. The Torah is going to say Hayav Karet in that case. Tumat Aguf, eating something like that, we Hayav Karet, and therefore, if you were Tahor and the item was Tahor, there's going to be Malkut on that. Because it's Davar HaMatir already. You put it in the Kli Sharet. But she'ekin, you have no Ra'aya from there to Basar Kodim Zirikat Adam, she'en Davar HaMatir yet. And therefore, no Malkut, that's what I was going to say. Tanya Kebate, Ditnan, Koshi Yesh Lo Matirim, anything that has a Matir, that needs something to be Matir to do it, Kvishikarbu Matirav, it's only going to be Hayav, after the matir was brought. However, because she'en no matirin, v'shikarav b'chli. If there's no matirin, then the issue starts what you put in kli sharet. The levona, when does it become kadosh? There's nothing to do after you put in kli sharet. We're sprinkling the blood by the levona. So once it goes to kli sharet, it's like there's no more matirin, but therefore you'll be hayav in that case. So therefore, don't bring me the ayav. Huh? No, but I guess that there's nothing to be matir the item. No, burning it. That's not matir the item. Once it reaches the kli sharet, it becomes kodesh already. It's finished. It's kodesh. Nothing else. Hashem, the basar, you got to wait until zirikat adam. Let's go now. Speak out some of what we just said to them, because now we're going to a new sugya. So it comes out like this. Just review the. It says halachot. It's halachot. You have to remember. First case. Basar adam she netma she ochel basar. After Zerikat Hadam, this is all the cases now. Karet. Adam Shinitma, Ve'uchel Basar Kodesh Lahar Zerikat Hadam, the Torah says this Karet. Adam Shinitma, Ve'achal Basar Kodesh, Kodem Zerikat Hadam, Machlok Dreshlakish Rabbi Hanan, Ye Malkut, no Malkut. Shlakish Ye Rabbi Hanan, no. Machloket Abaye and Rava, and what? If the guy is Tahor, and the meat became tameh, kodem zirikat adam. What is going to be the status? Abaye is going to say
that in that case, when everybody says you get malkut, not worse than levona and etzim. And Abba says no, levona and etzim is different because it reached the klisharit. Hashem before said ikat adam, that's not, you don't have a materiat, and therefore there's not going to be a malkut. Itmar, new story. Hamaale evre behemat me'a al gabe hamizbeach. Okay, the guy went. He took bones of an animal that's tameh, a horse, a camel. He put those bones on the mizbeach. Vishnakish amar loke. Rabbi Yochanan amar eno loke. What's the machloket? Vishnakish amar loke tehora in. It says the pasuk min abakar umin atzon tekribu et korbanchem. When you bring a korban, what does it say? Bakar and son. Bakar and son are kosher animals, nahor animals. So Yehorah says, Teme'ah lo. I can make a deduction. Torah's only telling me Tehorah things, but Teme'ah things, no. Ve'lav haba mechlal aseh lokin alav. But if Yohanan Amar en lokin alav, lav haba mechlal aseh en lokin alav. We go into a big subject over here. In order to get Malkut, you have to have a lav, a lo ta'aseh. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, lo tasim sus ala mizbayah. There's no pasuk like that. However, I could deduce it. Because the Torah says, bring bakar vetzon. Mashma, don't bring something that is not good. Not ta'ot. So that's called a lav habam mechlal aseh. It's a lot aseh that's deduced from a aseh. So there's a big machloket throughout Shas. A lav that's deduced from an aseh is considered a lot aseh. So Rish Lakish says it is. Even though it's not written beferush, it's like it's written beferush. And therefore, the Torah says, Bakar Veson, it's as if the Torah says, don't bring a horse. Don't bring a horse, it's a lav. Okay, well, that's the Malkut. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Lav haba mechlal aseh. Unless the Torah wrote the lav explicitly, you don't get Malkut on such a thing. So the Gemara says, Motiv Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks a question. It says in the Pasuk, by the kosher animals, Ota tochelu. We're talking about only eat animals that have the kosher signs. Split hooves, chewing its cud, and so on and so forth. Ota tochelu. So we make a diuk. Ota tochelu velo behema teme'ah. Right? You could eat the animal that's teora, but don't eat a behema that is teme'ah. Velav haba mechlal aseh. Oh. Here it says what? That from the fact that the Torah says to eat the tehora animals, so I imply what? But don't eat the tameh animals. And but the Braita clearly says that that deduction is an aseh, which means a lav that comes from an aseh has a status of an aseh, which means eat this, don't eat that. But the don't of the deduction has a status of an aseh, right? As if it's saying, eat this, don't eat that, but it's not a lot to say that don't eat it. Oh, so there's no malkut. That's the point, no malkut. So therefore, you, Rish Lakish, you came along and said, lav abam bechal aseh is a lot to say. From you, but it sounds like a lav abam bechal aseh is treated as an aseh. Meaning it's not better than where you're getting it from. You're getting it from an aseh, so this is aseh. Right?
I thought it was against your Yochanan.
This is against Rish Lakish. Because Rish Lakish said, lav habam mechlal aseh is a lot aseh. This says, lav habam mechlal aseh aseh. Look at the Braita, right? The Braita says, ota tochelu, eat tahor stuff. Mashma what? Tameh stuff, don't eat. So the Gemara says, that's a lav habam mechlal aseh, has a din of an aseh. Or Rish Lakish said, lav habam mechlal aseh, lot aseh. Very good, very good.
From the
thing we have,
don't eat. So it's
lotas. Yeah, but
where
does the Braita say that?
The
Braita does not say that.
It's
no, that, so since it's coming from a deduction, it doesn't have a din of a lotas.
It's
not befirush. It has a din of an asa. No malkut.
So
that's the point.
Because this is like someone who didn't shake love on.
Right. It's like right. You mevatil an asa. You mevatil an asa. Exactly. That's the rule, and therefore in lokin alav, you don't get malkut. Okay. He is over Naseh. That's exactly what he is. He's over Naseh. That's what he's over. He's over Naseh. Somebody eats. No. Somebody eats.
Eats whatever.
There's over here. It's an Naseh according to this writer. You may tell me it's about Naseh. and you don't get makub, but it's a avon, whatever the avon, whatever the punishment for a person of the house is. But the point is, Shakish, you just said that it's a lot aser, but the Brita says it is a aser. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Yaakov le Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa asbera lach be'ebre be'emate me'a dechul alma lo peligi. Which means, when it comes to Evre be'emate me'a, there's no argument. That what? That Irak Rabbi Hayav Malkut. Because Lava ba Mechlal Aseh is an Aseh. Which is really, we're revamping the Mahloket. By putting be'ematimah on the mizbeach, the bones, everybody says no malkut, because it's a lav abba mechal aseh, and a lav abba mechal aseh is considered an aseh, like we just saw. Where's the malkut peligi behaya? Well, you're bringing a kosher animal, but not an animal. You're bringing a haya. Haya is like a deer. Torah doesn't say you bring deer on the mizbeach. Torah says to bring bakar and so on. So you went, you brought a tahor animal. That's not one of the choices the Torah says. V'achi yitmar, Rabbi Yohanan amar over ba'aseh, Rish Lakish amar in over velub kedum. Totally new machloket now. It's a, look what we did here. We just changed the machloket in three ways here now. We changed the machloket from teme'ah to tehora. We changed the machloket that it's talking about over here, whether you're over in aseh or not. Nothing to do with a lo ta'aseh. And we changed the machloket that Rish Lakish is the lenient one over here. Whereas the first Mahogany of Shakish was the Mahmir. And what is it coming along to say? If a guy put a deer on the Mizbeah, Rabbi Yohanan says, you are very Nase. And the Shakish is going to say, no kenum. What's the Mahloket? Rabbi Yohanan amar over Ba'ase. Because it says, Behema'in. Hayalo. Torah says, what should you bring on the Mizbeah? Behema. Implying what? Don't bring a Haya. Oh, that's a lav haba mechal ase. So that's an over and ase. V'rishnakish amal en over alav belo kelum. Ha'ul mitzvah. When the Torah says behema, menech et ta'ila, bring behemot on the mizbeach. But b'di amad, if you brought a haya, it's okay, no problem. Don't make a diyuk. Behema in haya. Oh, behema is nech et ta'ila, we want you to bring a behema. But you don't bring a behema, you bring a haya, it's no problem. Motiv rava. The Torah says, idu ne'emar korban lahashem. Behema. If the Torah just would have said, bring a korban lahashem. What type of korban? Behema. Hayiti yomer. Haya bichlal behema. I would say, okay, haya is included. Ki enyan shne'emar zota behema asher tochelu shor se kesabim v'se'ezim ayal utzvi. Which means in the pasuk, it lists behema. It says zota behema, and then as it lists in the behema, it tells me haya, deer. So behema alone could include deer. Behema is a general term. So the Gemara says, you're right. If it just would have said behema, I could have argued and said what? In Echlam, behema is including haya. However, Talmud lomar bakar betzon. Why would it have to say behema? Then after behema it says bakar betzon. So it comes and says bakar betzon amati lechavi lo haya. The extra words bakar betzon comes and tells me dafka bakar betzon lo haya. Yachod lo yavi ve'im yavi kasher. Oh, maybe you'll tell me, okay, lo yavi, but b'di avar if you brought it, it's okay. No. Hale mazedome, le talmid sha'amar lo rabbo. The rabbi told the student, have li chetim. Tell me, do me a favor, bring me wheat. Ve'vi lo chetim us'orim. He brought them both. She'enu kima'avir al devarav. He didn't go against his words. Ela musif al devarav. He brought them more than he asked for. And therefore, kasher. Therefore, you would think it's kasher. Which means you would think that if you bring a haya, it's like it's mashal. The rabbi tells the student, bring me wheat. He brings him wheat and barley. Okay, he's not going against his rabbi's word. He's doing more. So I would have thought the same thing. Maybe it's what I says, animal, and you're bringing something else, something extra. So you would have thought that it's kasher, tamud lomar, bakar vetzon. That's why it says the pasuk, bakar vetzon. To teach me what? Bakar vetzon amati licha velo haya. Davka bakar vatzon and not haya. Halema ze dume, what is it analogous to? Le tamid sha'amar lo rabbo, al tavili ela chitin. Don't bring me only wheat. Vevi lo chitin usorim. Now he's transgressing. She'eno ke mosif ha devarav, ela ke ma'abir ha devarav. Which means when the Torah says Bakar Batzon, it's coming to tell me only Bakar Batzon. And therefore, if you bring Haya, it's no good. Mashallah Adavar Dumeh, the rabbi tells the student, only bring me Haitin. And he brings him Haitin and Tzorin. He transgressed what he told him. So therefore, according to the Shtakish, how could you tell me it's only a mitzvah, but Haya you could bring? It's not so. From the fact that the Torah said Bakar Batzon, it's not Dafka Bakar Batzon Velo. That's the question against the Shtakish. Gemara's answer. So the Gemara says, Upasud. And therefore, if you're going to bring Hayah, it's going to be Pasud. Gemara's answer, Tiyufta to the Shtakish, Tiyufta. No answer to that question. It's knocked out. The Shtakish has a question from this extra Bakar Batzon. What's your question? Yes. So why is it both? I'll tell you why. Because just what it said. What does it say? Be'emah for? Okay. It says Lozu Avzu. It's going. It goes in grades. So that goes in grades. First Be'emah. Then it comes and tells me. Sometimes the Torah does that. It starts off with a smaller thing and then it comes along and adds a more thing. I can say that. Even though you're asking good, what's the Be'emah? Just say Bakar Batzon automatically. I know no Hayat. Be'emah is extra. Okay, try winning grades. Be'emah and then Bakar Batzon. It's two items. The two items comes and teaches me Hayat. No, that's a question against the Rishtakish, the Yufta. Okay, now we go further in Gemara. V'chulam shekibelu. Okay, let's go slow. What do we say in the Mishnah? Let's say you have a zar. Can a zar make shechita? Yes. Shaita keshera bezar. Shaita keshera bezar. Okay, so now, can the zar make Kabbalat Adam? No. The service of the Kohanim start from Kabbalah and onward. Okay, so the Mishnah said like this. Let's say a zar made Kabbalat Adam. And he had Kabbalah, Chusles Mano, and Chusles Komo. But since he's not valid for the service, his pigul is not going to make a pigul, meaning that if there's extra blood in the animal's neck, go back to the animal, catch the blood from the animal's neck, it doesn't push on the korban. You can go back. Okay, that's what we said. So now the Gemara has a question. Ba'amine reshtakish b'Rabbi Yohanan. Pasul ma'u shi'aseh shirayim. Which means, he did even more. The pasul guy, the zar, he made Kabbalat Adam. And then he went and he made Zirikah. He finished the whole item. Imagine he cut the dam on the mizbeah. Do we say that the blood that's left over in the animal's neck becomes shirayim? Shirayim is leftovers. Let me tell you the law of shirayim. Normally shirayim says, let's say I have blood in the keli. I sprinkle the blood on the mizbeah. What do I do with the leftover blood? It's called shirayim. I pour it on the yisod of the mizbeah. I pour it on the base of the mizbeah. Shirayim, the leftovers in the keli. So the Gemara is saying a similar concept, not in the keli anymore. He took the blood, he was mekabed, he walked in his bed, he sprinkled it, whatever he wants. Do I say that the blood that's left in the neck of the animal is considered now shirayim, and therefore I cannot make kabbalat adam on it anymore, therefore I just have to, that's it, the korban is pasul, it's finished. All the blood becomes pasul avodah, or not, or maybe since the pasul did it, he cannot make the shirayim, and therefore let a kohen kashir come and catch the blood. That's the Gemara's question.
Did the first,
not only that, he did Zirikah. He did Zirikah. He finished it.
He did the whole thing.
So that question is, can I? Our Mishnah just said, Kabbalat Adam bepigul. Kabbalat Adam bepigul, we said, well, go back to the animal's neck. So the Gemara wants to know now. Let's say he didn't do only Kabbalat Adam. He went Kabbalat Adam, he finished it, he did Zirikah. Now can I go back to the animal? Or do I say, no, we come Shirayim? Amar le, Ose Shirayim, Ose Shirayim, Ela Chutz Lizmano, V'chutzlim komo, ho'il umratze lepigudo. So it gives us a rule. Zirikat by a pesula does not make shirayim. Only a zirika chutzlim mano and chutzlim komo, since it could make it pigud. And therefore, since a zirika of a basul cannot become pigud, so there's no shirayim. Meaning, the only time it's going to be a shirayim that's going to make it pasul is where it shayach to have a pigul. Meaning, if the guy had a kavanah, chutzis manov, chutzim komo. And since a pasul cannot have that kavanah, so therefore, zirikat adam of a pasul doesn't do anything. Which is, let's say the kohen sprinkled it, chutzis manov, chutzim komo. Oh, then you can go back to the animal's neck. Then shirayim, you got to spill it out. Mashiachin a pasul, even if he did zrikat adam, since there's no pigul in that case, the shiraim is still good. Meaning, go back to the animal's neck and catch the blood if there's anything left over. That's the din. Only pigul makes the shiraim. Rav Zvid matni hachi. Rav Zvid has a different question. What's the question according to him? Ba'am min edesh takish min Yohanan. Kos pasul. Ma'u shi'aseh shiraim. Okay. You received the blood. Not a pasul. A kohen received the blood. He took the kos outside of the azara. So it went out of its place. Once it goes out of its place, the blood that's in here is pasul. So the question is, does that going to affect the leftover blood that's in the animal's neck? Do I say once the blood in the kid became pasul, the blood in the neck now will become shiraim or not? Okay, so again, kos pasul. Ma'u shi'ase shiraim. Good. Amar le pasul gufe mai svida lach. So he asked the question like this. Forget about the question of the keli that went outside. His question was by a kohen that had blood and the blood went outside. So the rabbi says, what do you hold by a pasul? Whatever you hold by a pasul, you should hold over here. So he told him like this. Pasul gufe mai svida lach. Let's say a zar did the zirika. What do you hold? E pasul mashbeshiraim, kos pasul nami mashbeshiraim. E pasul lo mashbeshiraim, pasul name lo mashbeshiraim. He's trying to say that whatever you're going to hold by a pasul, you're going to hold by the kos, which means if you hold that a pasul can make shiraim, so the kos that went, because it's not a pigul situation, obviously. So therefore, just like a pasul makes shiraim, if the pasul did the zirikah, so therefore the kos that went out also shiraim. If you say that a pasul doesn't make shiraim, so the kos also that went out is not going to make shiraim. Whatever you say by pasul, you say by, these halachot should go together. If you say that a pasul makes shiraim, this will make shiraim. No, pasul doesn't make shiraim, this will not make shiraim. They go hand in hand. There's no sevarat mehalek between a pasul that did zirikat adam or kos that went out. Both are not pigul. So therefore, if this makes shiraim, this makes shiraim. If it doesn't make shiraim, it doesn't make shiraim. What kind of question? Whatever you hold by that, you hold by this. That's what he told them about. There's no sivarat to make a chiduk between the two cases. Third version. Ma'amine abaye meraba. Kos ma'u shi'aset havero tahoy o shiraim. Oh. What's the case? Let's say you have a korban chatat. You slaughtered the animal. You received the blood in two kelim. So now you have two kelim of blood. And you took the first kos and you sprinkled on the four corners of the mizbeah. Does the blood in the second kos have a din of shiraim? And what do you do with the shiraim? You pour it on the yisod of the mizbeah. Or do you say, no, that's not considered shiraim, that's considered dahui. What is dahui? Which means, maybe when we said shiraim, it's only in the kos itself. In the first kos. Shiraim means leftovers from the blood that you sprinkled. But since the second keli you didn't sprinkle at all, it's not even the oy to put on the yisod. You have to just drop it, put it outside of the river over there. Where do they put it? They put it in the Nahal Kidron. They put it in a different place. Get the question again. Everybody holds. If I catch the blood in a keli and I sprinkle on the mizbeah, the leftovers in here is called shiraim. Leftovers pour on the yisod of mizbeah. We're not talking about that. He caught it in two cups. He fulfilled all the mizvot with the first cup. There's nothing left in the first cup. All the leftovers are in the second cup. Do you say that's called shiraim also? Even though it's not shiraim from the blood that you sprinkle, it's a different kelim. Or you say, no, this is shiraim also, it's leftovers. Does it have to come from the same kelim or even a separate kelim? That's the shira. Amar le plukta de Rabbi el-Azar bin Rabbi Shimon ve Rabbanan. It's a machloket between Rabbi el-Azar bin Rabbi Shimon ve Rabbanan. Zetanya. Le ma'la hu omer et damo yishpoch. Lemata hu omer ve'et kol dama yishpoch. Okay, we have two pesukim. One pasuk says, and the blood you will pour at the base of the mizbeah. Another pasuk says, all the blood you will pour. What's the difference between
the blood and all the blood. How do you learn that? So it says, let's say you have a case where you accepted the blood of the chatat in four separate kosot. Good. That's the pshat in kol dama yishpuch. You received it in four kelim. I sprinkled one sprinkle from one keli, one sprinkle from another keli, the third keli, and the fourth keli. All this becomes shirayim, because I used it from each cup. Therefore, what do you do with all the leftover blood? Pour it under your sword. That's et kol hadam yishpuch. Ah, yacho natan arba matanot mikos echad. Yuchulam nishpachim layisod, tamud lomar ve'et damo. Haketzad, hu nishpach layisod, ve'em nishpachim la'ama. You see, clearly the rabbi's opinion. What's the case of et adam yishpuch, not all the dam? You received it in four kelim. You sprinkled all from one keli. This blood in the keli that you sprinkled from is yesod, vet adam yishpoch. The other three you pour in the river. So therefore you see what clearly according to the banan that shirayim is only from the keli that you poured from. So Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon omer minayim lechatat shekibel dama barba kosot venatan arba matanot mikos echad shekulam nishpachim leyesod tamud domar ve'et kol dama yishpoch. Pia says, no. But kol adam yishpoch is coming to tell me that even in the case where you received it in four keli, and you poured it all from one keli, the other three also is ve'et kol adam yishpoch. Ah, ve'aketi ve'et damo yishpoch. Oh, but according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, it says ve'et damo yishpoch, which is mashma, not all the blood. Amar ha'ashen le'me'ut eshiraim shebetzavar ha'behema. All that's coming to tell me is, when we say that the leftover blood goes under your sword, it's not all the blood. The blood that's left over in the animal's neck does not get thrown on the yisod. It's coming to exclude the animal, the blood in the animal's neck. So therefore what? According to this last version, what we just said, we have a machloket. Od pam. Question. If a Kohen received the Korban Hatat blood in two kelim, and he poured all the blood from one keli, is the second keli considered shidaim or not? It's machloket between the banan and Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. That banan is going to say it's not shidaim. Shidaim only comes from the cup itself. That's the haluk between with damo yishpoch, with kol damo yishpoch. Kol damo is when you took from all four kelim. I caught it from four kelim, and I took blood from each kelim. Each one is shirayim. That's kol damo. What's the case of damo? I put it in four kelim, but I only sprinkled from one. This blood goes in the yesod. Damo, but the other three, no. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says, no, even in that case over there, all the blood is considered shirayim, and therefore you put it on the yesod. So it's a machlok between the tanaim. Last case, kibel kasher v'natan pasur. Okay, what do we say in the Mishnah? Let's review this case quickly. The Kohen is standing there, he received the blood. He gave it to a pasur. What do we say? Undo it. Let the Kohen take it back. The pasur in the middle doesn't ruin it. Okay, what was the second case in the Mishnah? He caught it in his right hand. Then he put it in his left hand. It's okay, put it right back in your right hand. The pasul of left hand in between doesn't ruin it. What was the next case we had in the Mishnah? What was the third case?
And then he poured it.
He poured it in the keli. And then what, fell?
He poured it onto the non-sacred vessel.
Okay, he poured it into the keli sharet, then he poured it into kli chol, into a regular vessel, and then he poured it back at the kli sharet. We said it's okay. What do you need all these cases for? Bottom line, you're giving me one principle behind all these cases. And what's the principle?
You take it properly.
That if you start it properly, then you do something improperly in between, it doesn't break it. So the Gemara says, the Tzricha. You need all the cases. The E Ashmi'inam Pasul Hava Amina Mai Pasul Tameh The Hazi La'avodat Sibur Aval Simo Lo. When it says a Pasul, I can say, who's the pasul that not received the blood, that you handed the blood to, is a tameh guy. I can say, you know why a tameh guy doesn't break the process? Because we see sometimes a tameh can bring a korban. For example, if rova sibur is tameim, tameh is in the perasha of korban a little. So that's why I would say pasul doesn't break it. But semol, left-handed, is never works. So therefore, I would have thought left-handed is no good. That's why I have to come and tell me even left-handed is not going to break it. The e ashmeina. Now, if it's just going to tell me simol, If it's just going to tell me the left, the eat lehechshera b'yom kippurim. Even lefties, there is a service that's done on the left hand. When? On Kippur. When the Kohen Gadol goes to the Kodesh Kodashim, he goes in with a shovel of coals and the ketoret. He holds the shovel in his right hand, he holds the ketoret in his left hand. Oh, so you see, left hand works sometimes. So therefore, I said, that's why left hand is okay. However, aval kedichol lo. But putting it in a mundane vessel, you can never use a mundane vessel for the service. I would say, if you only told me the third case of putting it in a mundane vessel, I would say because potentially you could kosher it. I can make from a mundane vessel a kadosh vessel. Yeah, but I can't make from a left hand to right hand. Right, and I can't make in this service if the guy is tameh, I can't make him taor in the middle of the service. He has to wait until the end of shemesh. He has to wait until the night. So therefore, I can't make from a zar, a non zar. So therefore, I would think that maybe if you just told me the last case, I would say this case is better because potentially I could change the kli hol into a kli shadet. That's why I have to say all the cases. All the cases are accounted for. The Gemara asks. The Gemara is talking about the case of Veil. Let's give one example. The Kohen did the service with his right hand, and then he put it in his left hand, and then he put it back. So why don't you say the cut of Dahui? Once it became Pasul, temporarily with his left hand, it's Dahui. It's pushed away. Once it's pushed away, it's pushed away. How does it work where it becomes Dahui and then it becomes reinstated? Which is once it's not ra'oy la'avuda, it's not ra'oy la'avuda. Amar le Rav Yirmiyah Rav Asher, hachi amar Rav Yirmiyah b'tifti, meshemed Rav ha'amani, who's the author of our Mishnah? Hanan the Misri. Delet le dihuyin. He doesn't know this concept of dahui. He holds, even though something is pushed away temporarily, he can come back. Netanya, this is talking about the sa'ir of Yom Kippur. They brought two sa'irim on Yom Kippur. One was la'azazel, and one was born on the Mizbayah. Hanan the Misri, omer, afilu dam bekos. They slaughtered the sa'ir. They put the blood in the course, in the cup, like they're supposed to. And then what happened? The sa'ir ha-mishtalayah died. So now this blood is illegal now. Because you only sprinkle the blood when the sa'ir ha-mishtalayah is around. So this blood temporarily now becomes invalid. So he says, doesn't matter. Mevi havero umizaveglo. Doesn't matter. Get another sa'ir, designated for sa'ir ha-mishtalayah, and then use the blood. It comes reinstated. So you see, according to Hanan HaMisri, even though temporarily when the Seder Mishnah died, this blood now is not valid, but when you get a new one, it's okay. So what do you see over here? Our Mishnah is going like that, same Shita. Temporarily it's Dahoy, then it comes back. That's the first answer of the Gemara. Our Mishnah is going like Hanan HaMisri. Second answer, the Gemara is going to say no. Rav Asher Amar Kol Shebiyado Lo Abi Dahoy. Anything that's Biyado is not considered Dahoy, if you can undo it. Which means something that you could undo is not dahui. Meaning, I put it in my left hand, I put it back in my right hand. It's not something that has a permanency to it. So therefore, okay, right to left hand. Klisharet. I could put it back. I put it in a klihol. I could put it back in the klisharet. I could undo it. Okay? Okay, so that would be that one. So then again, a dahui that can be undone would be okay. That was the case I wanted to tell you. You gave it to a pasul, give it back. You made halakha, you gave it to a pasul, to a zar, give it back. All these things you can undo. Amar Rav Shaya, kivatid Rav Asher mistabra. Makes sense to say like Rav Asher. Why? Man shamata de'ita dehuyin. Who's the opinion that holds dehuyin? This concept of dehuyim, Rabbi Yehuda. That not, how do we know he holds on this concept of dahui? That not, because we have a Mishnah also by the Se'ir Yom Kippurim. The Oda Mar Biyudan Nishpach Hadam Yamut HaMishtalayah. Another case. The Se'ir HaMishtalayah is alive. You slaughtered the animal, other one, you received the blood fell on the floor. Oh, so now this is not legal anymore because it's dahui. It was pushed away. So it says, Yamut HaMishtalayah. Because at the time that the blood fell on the floor, the same mishtal, not ahui. So then you have to let it die, and you have to pick two new ones. Understand why it was ahui? You caught the blood. You had the same mishtal alive. Everything's fine. You drop the blood on the floor. You drop the blood on the floor, nishpach adam. Oh, so once nishpach adam, so then the same mishtal is ahui. Because you cannot bring the same mishtal unless you have zedikat adam. There's no more blood over here.
So therefore, it became temporarily dahui. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Mishpach adam yamut mishtalayah. Okay, good. And therefore, you have to designate two new animals. You have to designate two new animals. Meta mishtalayah, reverse. Meta mishtalayah, yishapech adam. Because now the blood is no good. Which means once one of the two animals becomes dahui, it is dahui. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda. And the same Rabbi Yehuda says the following statement. V'shamainan le de'amar kol shbiyado la'avidihui. And at the same time he said it, but if it's biyado to reverse it, it's not dahui. So you see, you could hold dahui, but you could fold in the sevara of biyado. Detanya, Rabbi Yehuda omer, kos echad haya memale midam ta'arovet v'zorko zrika achat keneged ha'yisod. Shma'mina kol shbiyado la'avidihui. This is about Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, I'm going to go into this on tomorrow's that, but for this we need to know. Yeah, blood. The blood is in the course. Sometimes the Kohanim were running so fast that any Pesach to sprinkle all the blood would spill on the floor. So some people's Korban Pesach, the blood was not sprinkled. So what did the Kohanim do? They would take the course and they would scoop from the floor and they would sprinkle. Just to cover all those people, just in case their blood spilled on the floor from the course, so they would just collect the blood and sprinkle it to cover them. Now, when it fell on the floor, it's dahui. And still the Yehuda says, you can lift it up. Ela wakos biyado. Since it's biyado to undo it, it's not considered dahui. So therefore you could hold of dahui, and at the same time, still hold of the Sevara and Biyado. So if Amishnah can really hold, generally speaking, there's a concept of Dahui. But since an Amishnah, you can put it back to your right hand, you can bring it back to the Kohen, or you could put it back in the Kiddush Shedet. So therefore, since it's Biyado, it's not considered a Dahui.